For SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. More U.S. military aid is on the way to Ukraine as Russia steps up its attacks.
President Biden approved another $400 million package of military aid for Ukraine. It includes a wide array of missiles for air defense systems and other munitions, along with armored vehicles, boats, and other weapons. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
In the coming weeks, Russia will likely increase the intensity of fires and commit additional troops in an attempt to establish a shallow buffer zone along the Ukrainian border.
He says the U.S. is working to get Ukraine the equipment, tools, and weapons to defend against Russian attacks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court's longest-serving justice has harsh comments about the decline of civility in the nation's capital.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas tells attendees at a judicial conference that he and his wife have faced, quote, nastiness and lies, end quote, over the last several years, calling Washington, D.C. a hideous place. Justice Thomas was the closing speaker at the 11th Circuit Judicial Conference in Alabama.
Tayshia Stevens reporting. New payment cards are being introduced for asylum seekers in Germany. The new rule was passed by Parliament last month and calls for the migrants to receive some of their benefits on a card that can be used for payments in local shops and for services. They will only be able to withdraw limited amounts of cash and won't be able to transfer money outside of Germany. The aim is to prevent them from sending money to family and friends abroad or to smugglers. After withdrawing from two huge U.S. military bases in the Philippines at the end of the Cold War in the early 1990s, American forces are returning and building a new presence in nine sites in the Philippine bases in close proximity to the disputed South China Sea. This is SRN News. When it comes to transgenderism, Europe is taking another look.
A new policy statement from the European Society of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry says doctors should not be performing sex change operations on children or providing them with puberty-blocking drugs. This follows decisions in several European countries to scale back efforts to help young people live as the opposite sex. In the United Kingdom, the government has ordered the closure of its only transgender clinic for children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Transgender activists flooded a Utah tip line with more than 10,000 hoax reports. The line had been established to alert state officials of possible violations of a new bathroom law. The state auditor says none of the reports seem legitimate. Trans activists say fake submissions are a form of protest meant to shield males who want to use female restrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. It was a pretty bloody weekend, a suspect being sought in the fatal shooting of an Ohio police officer.
Authorities say a police officer in the Cleveland suburb of Euclid was shot and killed while answering a disturbance call Saturday night. Investigators say some officers were dispatched to a home after a report of a disturbance. They say as the officers were investigating, a gunman ambushed one of them and shot him. That officer was taken to a hospital where he died. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost identifies the slain officer as Jacob Durbin. Yost says he was in his first year with the department. I'm Mike Hempen.
In Atlanta, three cops were wounded in an altercation that left a suspect dead. Officers encountered the man who had a gun and a knife, and a struggle ensued. And three people are dead, a dozen others wounded in a shooting at a party in Baldwin County, Alabama. More details at SRNnews.com.